That's our ring. Time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. If a busy day brings you a headache, will Alka-Seltzer bring you fast relief? Yes, I said fast relief. And when you have a nagging headache, that's what you want, isn't it, friends? Well, then you want Alka-Seltzer. Because there's just nothing quite like Alka-Seltzer for fast relief from a headache. Now, here's why. Since Alka-Seltzer is completely dissolved before you drink it, its pain-relieving analgesic sodium acetyl salicylate is ready to go to work instantly. And because of its effervescent base, yes, because of that fizz, Alka-Seltzer gets there fast, gives fast relief. So don't forget Alka-Seltzer the next time a busy day brings you a headache. Let Alka-Seltzer bring you fast relief. Now, are you sure you have enough Alka-Seltzer on hand in your home right now? You never know when you might want that soothing comfort. Better make it a point to ask your druggist for a package of Alka-Seltzer today. Or, better yet, make it two packages of Alka-Seltzer. For that extra package on the side keeps a household well supplied. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Abner and traveling companions, Lum, Grandpap, and Cedric, arrived in Las Vegas yesterday and located Abner's wife, Elizabeth, at the Dude Ranch. They also bumped into Ben Withers again, who'd taken another wrong turn along the highway. And now as we look in on our friends, we find Abner and Ben standing in line at the bus depot. Listen.
My stars. It certainly is a long line at this ticket window. Looks like everybody's taking the bus ride.
Yeah, look, Ben, after we get you this bus ticket now, you're going to get on that bus and don't you get off till you get back to Arkansas.
Fine, but Abner...
All right, now, if you do get off, tell the bus driver not to leave till you're back on that bus.
Don't worry about me. I'll get along.
Yeah, you get along, but in the wrong direction all the time. You've been trying to get back to Pine Ridge for 4 or 5 days now, and every time you get further away from it.
I beg your pardon. Did I hear you say Pine Ridge?
Yes, Mom. That's my hometown.
Well, my sakes and little fishes. I just a saying to Eddie not more than 38 minutes ago. It sure is a small world. I'm from Ford Camp.
Oh, you ain't.
I am. Lived there my nigh all my life.
Well.
I born 6 miles east of there, but we moved to town when I weren't more than 4 or 5 years old. And I've been there ever since.
Hmm.
You most likely know Papa. He used to get over to Pine Ridge, every 4 or 5 years. Wes Carter, everybody knows old Wes.
No, I don't believe I've heard of him.
Oh, everybody's heard of him. I was the oldest girl. Edna was a year and a half younger than me. I had it on her for a look. You ain't related to the Stoddards, are you?
Stoddard? Not that I know of.
Now, you got them Stoddard ears, and I could have swore you was one of them.
No, I'm a Peabody. Edna Peabody.
Stoddard lived north Pine Ridge there for... Oh, well, I don't know how long it was. That was some time back. They spread out a good deal. Roy married a Kansas City girl. Peabody, did you say?
Yes, Mom. Abner Peabody.
Well, now, let me think.
I believe the lines moved up there, madam.
Yeah, we better shove up a little.
I'm old Emory Peabody, but he lived at Odin. No, I'm wrong. That was Parsons. Tall, good-looking feller. Traveled for a pot and pan company.
I wish you'd sort of move up, Miss Carter. You're letting some folks in the line ahead of you there.
Oh, I ain't a Carter no more. I married Mr. Arnold 1908.
Arnold? You're not related to J.W. Arnold of Mount Ida.
Mount Ida? You ain't from Mount Ida, are you?
Well, yes.
No, I've been there thousands of times.
My stars, it certainly is a small world.
Miss Arnold, you better move up in the line there.
Well, here's a name you'll know then. The Zinkafooses.
The who?
Fine. Clarence Zinkafoos, Kenneth Zinkafoos.
I knew the Petersons. Melvin, I believe the boy's name was.
Herbert Zinkafoos, Grandma Zinkafoos.
Miss Arnold, everybody's getting ahead of us in line here.
No, I'm wrong. It weren't the Petersons. It was the Parsonses. Emory Parsons lived over there in Odin. Tall, good-looking feller, traveled for a pot and pan company.
Grandpa Zinkafoos?
I really don't know many folks in Mount Ida. I've been down there dozens of times, but never actually long enough to get acquainted, you know. I go over there with Papa, but generally I just sit out in the buggy. That's before we got our chance.
Clarence Zinkafoos drove an Apperson Jackrabbit for a number of years.
Say, I bet you know Nettie Corden. She's down here in Las Vegas with me.
Is she a former My Lady resident?
No, she ain't never been there, I don't think. But her Uncle Ray, he drives a milk truck through there, or he... Well, I just don't know what Ray's doing now.
Nettie Corden. Mrs. Zinkafoos might know her.
Oh, Nettie's a grand woman. Just grand. She's going to stay over another week, you know, and visit her sister Florrie a while. Florrie lives out here now, you know. Well, I bought himself a little gas station. And see, you might have seen it. It's about 6 miles out of town on the main highway.
Well.
Lyle's doing right good, too. Well, it's actually the first time Florrie's ever had anything decent at all. Ward Camp weren't no place for Lyle.
No, Miss Arnold, we ain't never going to get up to that ticket window if you don't move up there.
Huh? Oh, my sakes. Stand here and gabbing the way he'd think I never had a thing in the world to do with just talk. Oh, my.
Well, if you turn around and face towards the ticket window, you can see when the line moves up.
I gotta get a ticket for Florrie. I got my ticket already, but Florrie's gonna stay over, and now she's changed her mind. Thought she'd better keep me company. Oh, she's grand. That'll give me somebody to talk to on the way home.
Well, I wouldn't say that'd be much of a problem with you.
Well, you know how it is. You just can't get there and talk to strangers and start talking to everybody. Of course, I guess some women can. I can't do it. I wonder what time that bus leaves here for Arkansas.
Well, that Ben here is going to leave on. Leaves at 10 o'clock this morning.
10:07.
Land sakes, you going on that bus, too? Well, now, that'll just be grand. Gives me and Nettie somebody to talk to. You'll like Nettie. She's a grand person. She's frying up a box of chicken for the trip right now. Well, she's got it all done, for she'd have to, in order to make this here bus for somebody now in time to leave.
Yeah.
Lyle's supposed to drive her down here from Flory's. He's got a boy to help him down there at the gas station now, so he can get out once in a while. A nice-looking boy, tall. Puts me in mind of Emory Parsons sitting for his face.
Better move up, Miss Arnold. We're losing our places again.
Abner, could I see you for a minute?
Well, I'm standing right here. Can't you see me?
Isn't there some other bus I could take?
Ben, this is the only one out of here today, and I doggy you're going to be on it.
But, Abner, I don't think I could put up with that woman all the way to Arkansas.
Well, I wouldn't want to be in your shoes, I'll admit that, but you've got to get back to Pine Ridge. Don't forget, you're the constable there. They need you.
Yes, but if there's anything I can't stand, it's a talkative person. Especially somebody that keeps getting off the track and keeps telling about a lot of people you've never heard of before. It's highly annoying.
Yes, highly. It's the worst thing in the world.
Oh, just a minute. Say, Mrs. Arnold, I'll bet you know Howard K. Sutler.
Sutler? Sutler.
Leading Mount Ida resident. Howard is in the undertaking game there.
I know Howard Adams. I don't suppose he'd be the same person, though.
There's a Gilro Adams lives in Pine Ridge.
No, this was Howard.
That's the one. Howard Adams lives in Hatfield. Never amounted to much. How'd you happen to know him, Mr. Peabody? Did you spend some time in Hatfield?
No, Gilroy's the one I know. He lives in Pine Ridge. He's a city clerk there, sort of.
That must not be Howard, for Howard never amounted to much. Well, of course, I don't know why you'd ever expect him to turn out any different. That papa of his'n.
Say, I'll bet you knew Russell Altmeyer.
Never done an honest day's work in his life.
Who, Russell?
No, his papa's name is Walter, a lazy, no-count critter.
His name is Russell, and he's highly industrious. Been in the seed game for years.
Miss Arnold, if you don't move up there, we ain't never going to get to that window.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't want to hold up nobody.
Abner, I better find some other means of transportation. I can't listen to that woman halfway across the country.
I know you can't, but you've got to do it, Ben. Try to get a seat in the fur end of the bus from her.
Peabody.
Huh?
Is that what you said your name was?
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Just seems to me like I know some Peabody's back there or someplace, but I can't place them. How long have you lived in Hatfield?
I don't live in Hatfield. I live in Pine Ridge.
Oh, yes, I've been through there. You taking this bus?
No, see, I ain't going back right now. Just been here. I'm out here with some of my friends and my woman, Elizabeth.
Elizabeth Peabody?
Yeah. Do you know her?
No, I don't believe I do.
Oh.
I could have swore I know the Peabody's lived around them neck of woods summers. I must be thinking, though, about the Parsons. They had a boy, Emory. I knowed him real good. There was Elizabeth Peterson. She lived in Odin. Did your woman come from Odin?
No. She growed up right there in Pine Ridge.
Well, I just bet you I know her. Is she stout? Heavy set?
No, she's more on the wiry side.
Coal black hair?
Well, no. It used to be kind of brownish, but now it's sort of gray.
I'll just bet you I know her. I'd just love to sit down here and have a nice talk with her again.
Oh, yeah. After we get back home, and if you're ever in Pine Ridge, well, why don't you drop over? We live just a half a block off the main road there, Yeller House.
Well, now, if yours is ever over there to board camp, I'm going to be halfway insulted if you and Elizabeth just don't bust into my place and have a nice visit.
Thank you.
Russell Altmeyer is not a lazy, no-count critter.
Huh?
What did you say?
Fine. Highly industrious.
You know, Elizabeth, just love Nettie, and Nettie is a grand person.
Oh, yeah.
Just never gets riled up at nothing, makes no trouble for nobody, never has nothing to say. Oh, Nettie is grand. She's just grand, that's all.
Move up there, Miss Arnold. You're next after that fella there.
Abner, let's get out of line.
No, we can't now, Ben.
Where are you and Elizabeth staying?
At the La Cucaracha Dude Ranch.
My stars, that's not far from Troy's place. It's just a hoop and a holler. Too bad we never got together while we was up there.
Yes, it is.
My sakes alive. Living in that close to one another.
I know, because you're next, Miss Arnold. Get up to the window there. Hurry up.
Well, see, I believe I've changed my mind.
Change your mind?
Yes, sir. Here. Give this bus ticket to your friend over there. I've decided me and Ned is going to stay over another week so as we can all get together and talk over old times.
How?
It sure is a small world, ain't it?
Well, that ought to brighten up Abner's stay in Las Vegas. Or will he get on the bus with Ben and go back to Pine Ridge? Now, I'd like to have a word with the ladies listening in. You ladies usually take full charge of the family marketing, and I'll bet you do your weekend shopping on Saturday mornings. Well, before you leave home tomorrow morning, I want you to be sure to check and see that your Alka-Seltzer supply is going to last through the weekend, because you don't want your weekend spoiled by a nagging headache. You wouldn't want a case of acid indigestion to upset your plans for a good time, or sore, aching muscles from too much exercise. You want to be sure Alka-Seltzer is handy just in case. Alka-Seltzer offers relief from any or all of these common ailments, relief that's dependable and relief that's fast. So check your supply before you start out. And if you're running low, be sure to write down Alka-Seltzer on your shopping list. Now, that's good advice. And if you heed it, you'll have Alka-Seltzer when you need it. Don't take chances on getting all the essential vitamins you need from the food you eat. Remember this. Government surveys show that the meals of 3 out of 4 persons are short on vitamins. Don't take chances. Instead, take one-a-day brand multiple vitamins. Lack of vitamins in your food can cause you to feel under par and run down. Don't take chances. Instead, take one-a-day brand multiple vitamins. 60 capsules, 2-month supply, only $2 at any drugstore. Potency guaranteed by Miles Laboratories. Lack of vitamins in your food can keep you from feeling your best and looking your best. You can't afford to take chances. Take one-a-day brand, multiple vitamin capsules. Listen every day, Monday through Friday at this time, for Lumen Abner down in Pine Ridge, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. Now, listen to It Fizz. That's Alka-Seltzer's way of wishing you real relief from the miserable discomfort of a nagging headache. Ask your druggist for Alka-Seltzer now if you have a headache and see how much better it can make you feel. Gene Baker speaking. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.